right, let's welcome our next two contestants, Billy Zayek and Jessica O'Connell. Welcome to Ask Me Another. Billy Zayek, you have a degree in library science?
Yes, I do.
What is your dream library job?
I would like to work in a special library doing something with cataloging, hopefully.
That sounds reasonable. I like that.
I'm very open.
Jessica, you're a college career advisor and a bit of a pub trivia nut.
A little bit.
What's the name of your team?
You Can't Stop the Machine.
We are paying tribute to all great TV game shows on this show. First Jeopardy, and now we take on Wheel of Fortune. Maybe one day we'll be an answer on their show. So this game is called By a Vowel. We're going to give you clues to a pair of words, and you need to add a vowel to the first clued word to get the second. For example, if we ask you to start with what's inside of a pen and turn it into a pig's grunt, you would buy an O and turn ink into oink. Adorable. Okay, and just to let you know, the vowel can go anywhere in the word. Let's do this. Start with the metal used in foil, by a vowel, and turn it into the pointy end of a fork. Jessica.
Oh, boy. I want to buy an E, and I'm going to add it to 10.
You sure are?
Yeah.
And what's going to happen next?
It'll become a time.
There you go.
Yeah. Sorry for the slow start.
No apology needed. It felt like we were having puzzle dialogue. I kind of enjoyed it. Start with a broad's leg, like you do. You always start with a broad's leg. Start with a broad's leg, buy a vowel, and turn it into animals hunted for food. Billy.
Gam, I would like to buy an E and make that into game.
Perfect.
Gam, I like that. I gotta bring that back.
Baby got gams.
It's a much older version of that song.
Yeah, exactly. Start with the nickname for the region where you'd find Los Angeles and San Diego, by a vowel, and turn it into a type of media like Facebook. Billy.
SoCal, by an I and make it into social.
You are correct. Start with a West African nation, by a vowel, and turn it into Sasha Obama's older sister. Billy.
Mali, by an A, and Malia.
Beautiful. It's amazing what you can do with these words. You know, just adding letters. We really show people stuff with vowels. Sometimes we can make bad things really nice things, like this one. Start with a viral pandemic.
That's a bad thing.
Yeah, that made headlines in 2003. Buy a vowel, and you turn it into garments for Indian women. Jessica.
That's SAR, and I'd like to buy an I to turn it into a sari.
Very close. And because you are so close, I just want you to notice that I said turn into garments for Indian women, which may influence your first answer slightly.
That would be SARS by an I and turn it into saris.
Yes. I knew you meant that, Jessica. Also, I like the idea if only one person has it, it's called SAR.
Singular SAR.
It's a much less serious case if you get SAR.
Right. It's like a 24-hour SAR kind of thing.
It's a very special case of SAR.
24-hour SAR, yeah.
Start with a Neapolitan treat, buy a vowel, and turn it into a city square where you might find it. Jessica.
Neapolitan treat would be pizza. Add an A, and that would be a piazza.
That is perfectly correct, yes. All right, you guys are at a tie with a few more questions to go. I know, feel the heat. Start with an Arctic fish from the salmon family, buy a vowel, and turn it into a place to sit down. Jessica.
That would be char, add an I, and then it's chair.
Correct. Start with some cylinders of nuclear fuel, buy a vowel, and turn them into a slang term for performance-enhancing drugs. Jessica.
Rods, add an I, roids.
You are correct. Jessica, well done. You have done it. A couple points ahead, and you are going to move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Billy, fantastic job. Thank you so much for being on our Ask Me Another stage. Well done to both of them.